Dr. Grant said vaccination against COVID-19 offers an additional layer of protection, which is more effective than using a mask only.
It all depends on how the virus is deposited on the surfaces. If it's deposited in a droplet, which is like a bubble of the equivalent of mucus, saliva, etc., where it is encapsulated, it can survive for possibly a day or two. If it is spread there via aerosol, where there's very little buffer around it, you're looking at maybe 2 to 4 hours. But the primary modality of spread is through aerosol, where somebody, and aerosol, I point out, for example, if you take a can of insecticide, spray it in one corner of the room, within a matter of minutes, you'll smell it in the other corner of the room, assuming the room is a standard, maybe 12 by 10. The reason for that is that the aerosol particles coming out of the can, they wafer across in the air currents, and that's why they get from one spot to another. Now, individuals who have COVID, who are simply just breathing, much less sneezing, coughing, talking, are sources of these aerosol particles and can spread it for, you know, well, we say 6 feet, but we strongly suspect even greater distances. So depending on your mask only for protection is literally selling yourself short, because while the mask would give you significant protection compared to somebody who is not wearing a mask, it does not give you the type of protection needed to stop a significant infection. So that's why we strongly recommend an additional layer of protection in terms of the vaccines.
Local medical practitioner, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, Prime Minister of Dominica Roosevelt Skerritt has urged parents in Dominica to do what is right and allow their children to get vaccinated in the fight against COVID-19. And Grenada became the first Caribbean community country to announce that it will not be allowing people from several African countries into the island as a result of the emergence of a new coronavirus variant. Internationally, the new COVID-19 variant Omicron was present in the Netherlands earlier than previously thought. It was identified in 2 test samples taken in the country between November 19th and 23rd, which is before the variant was first reported in South Africa. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization called for countries to keep calm and take rational measures in response to the new fast-spreading variant Omicron, which has sparked global panic. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.